Act 1 went fine. Act 2, however, was a different story. When we got to my final scene, Jane's wedding night, Damon started stroking my body and exploring portions of my anatomy that no man had ever touched before, including portions which I had specifically told Damon not to touch again. He ran his hands over my body and reached inside my dress to cup one of my breasts.
Oh.
I firmly moved his hand to my hip. He wanted to improvise? Fine. Two could play at that game. I stomped on his instep. Damon concealed his reaction by burying his face in my tumbled hair. He had his revenge, though. As Riven swept Jane into their final embrace, his long, hard, taut body pressing against her supple and yielding one, and lowered his mouth to her unresisting neck, Damon bit me. I mean, really bit me. Like he was actually trying to get blood from my veins. Then Damon started sucking intensely. I lost my footing and we began sinking to the floor together, which was not how the scene had been choreographed. Our unrehearsed wrestling took us both down to our knees. I felt the spotlight on us intensifying and growing brighter. The effect was supposed to make Jane's body look whiter, drained of blood as she died. I realized that if I gave a death rattle and went limp, Damon would have to stop biting me and carry on with the rest of the show. I tried it, and sure enough, it worked. When the play ended a few minutes later and the curtain came down, two things happened. The audience went nuts, and I leaped to my feet, sought Damon in the dark, and kicked him as hard as I could.
Ow!
God damn it, watch where you're going. Oh no, I'm sorry.
It's me.
Oh, are you okay? Come on, hold hands. Why is everyone in the wrong place?
I think she tried to kick me.
Come on.
I couldn't see anything, but when I felt Damon grab my hand, I shoved him.
I'm not holding your hand.
Here, I'll do it. Damon, give me your hand.
No, I'm not holding a guy's hand in the curtain call.
The curtain rose on all of us standing there. We immediately fell into line for our bows, but I didn't accept Damon's outstretched hand. And when he tried to grasp mine, I stepped out of reach as I smiled at the audience. We did 4 curtain calls, the most we'd ever done. When the curtain came down again, I turned on my heel and stalked off stage, followed by Leischnoodle. I was relieved to see he wasn't limping.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm so sorry. I meant that kick for him.
So I gathered. What's wrong? What happened?
I swear I will kill him before this run is over.
Damon was on stage taking another curtain call alone. Afterward, as soon as he exited into the wings, I walked up to him and slapped him so hard my hand stung. He staggered backward, his eyes watering.
Oh, come on, Esther. They loved it. 5 curtain calls.
If you ever do that again, I will hit you that hard on stage in the middle of the performance. I mean it.
Hey, great show, guys. Whoa, Esther. Damon, you guys really took that scene to a whole new level.
I resisted the urge to slug Tar, too, and stormed down the hallway toward my dressing room.
What a jerk! Leischnoodle?
Yes?
I'm exhausted. I want to go home. Please get me out of this gown, right now.
Of course.
Leischnoodle started undoing my laces, trotting to keep up with me.
What happened, Esther?
I think he started to believe his own bullshit. God, I want this dress off.
Halfway there.
Good.
I reached my dressing room, flung open the door, and froze when I saw Detective Connor Lopez there. Lopez was sitting slumped in a stiff-backed chair next to the makeup table. His face was turned away from me, but I could see it clearly reflected in the brightly lit mirror that ran the length of the table. His legs were stretched out in front of him, his arms and ankles crossed, his chin resting on his chest. His eyes were closed and his long dark lashes lay against his cheeks in peaceful repose. He was dozing? Here? He flinched and lifted his head abruptly when Leischnoodle, hot on my heels as he unlaced the back of my costume, bumped into my suddenly immobile body, inadvertently smashing his pert nose against the back of my head.
Ow!
Oops!
I stepped through the doorway and turned to face Leischnoodle, whose hand was clasped over his nose while his eyes watered.
I'm sorry, I'm so sorry. You should get danger pay for working with me tonight. Is it bleeding? Come on, Damon might not be far behind us. Get in here before he sees it.
I dragged Leischnoodle into my dressing room, closing the door behind us, and tried to pry his hand away from his face.